Our TV critic Deva Bianculli is going to take a look at two TV shows, ones that he says really do range from the sublime to the ridiculous.
Let's start with the sublime. Gary Shandling's HBO series, The Larry Sanders Show, which begins its latest and final season this Sunday. I know much of the country is delirious with Seinfeld fever, counting the weeks until that show is over. But to me, losing Larry Sanders is just as great a loss. This series about a fictional TV talk show host is, and always has been, a very mature situation comedy. There's no laugh track, so you get to decide what's funny, and a lot is funny. The language is raw, and so are the characters. Shandling's Larry is so neurotic, flawed, and rude that he's more like the villain than the hero. Rip Torn is his manager Artie, and Jeffrey Tambor is his sidekick Hank, have equally rough edges. In other words, they're more like real people than cuddly TV characters. The plots, too, are wonderfully believable and track the real tensions and battles in the late-night talk shows with the feel of a documentary. Jay Leno's been on Larry Sanders as himself, and so has David Letterman, and real-life people and problems pop up all the time on The Larry Sanders Show. In Sunday's season opener, for example, Larry and his manager Artie are forced to take a meeting with some very concerned network executives who are worried because Larry's ratings, in some cities, are dipping as low as those of a very weak rival, Keenan Ivory Wayans.
We've got a situation here. Okay, in certain key cities, you're losing to Keenan. Listen, the bottom line is we've got to do a little fine-tuning to get the numbers up.
Our research department has come up with some really creative ideas. These are just a few suggestions. Mm-hmm. Number one, we'd like to see a more enthusiastic Leno-type opening where you run through the audience and shake everyone's hand.
You know, that's how you get the flu.
You could wear rubber gloves.
That's true. And then I could check their prostates, too.
We get more VR's audience.
Earlier this week, but long after this Larry Sanders episode was written and taped, Wayans' series was canceled in real life. That shows just how close to the bone Shandling's sitcom is cutting. According to Shandling, this season's shows are going to be all about Larry announcing his retirement and obsessing over his final program, trying to make it bigger and better than Johnny Carson's. Sounds like a great concept, and I strongly urge that you make a point of tuning in for this final season. Even more strongly, though, I urge you do everything to avoid tonight's ABC telemovie, Crimes of Passion, One Hot Summer Night. This is one very awful movie, and the worst thing about it is former O.J. Simpson prosecutor Christopher Darden, who stars, as a homicide detective. He is so bad in this, he makes co-star Erica Alaniak from Baywatch look good by comparison. He's so bad, it sounds like he's auditioning for the role of Hal in a remake of 2001, A Space Odyssey. He's so bad, well, don't take my word for it. Listen.
Sorry to bother you at such an hour, sir. I'm Detective Mingus. This is Sergeant Clark. May we come in?
Yeah, come on in.
Richard? Who is it?
Are you Mrs. Arthur Brooks?
Yes.
Your husband's maid said you might be here. I'm afraid I have some bad news, ma'am.
What's going on?
Your husband, Mr. Brooks, was murdered about 2 hours ago.
What?
Happened at the mansion. Looks like an armed robbery. Whoever did it knew exactly where to go and what to do.
Oh, my God.
Under the circumstances, sir, would you mind telling me your relationship to Mrs. Brooks?
I'm her attorney.
That's convenient.
I hate that Darden gets to turn his courtroom celebrity into a vanity stunt like this, but I love that he's so horrendous, this is probably the last we'll see of him. Unless, that is, he wants to take over O.J. Simpson's role in the next Naked Gun movie. At this point, not even that would surprise me.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News.